A human observer could manage it easily, just like watching a spiele, I said. A syndev would have to do some of what a human brain does.
And what is that exactly?
We have a sense for what is plausible. Let's say there are two aircraft, full of passengers, going just under the speed of sound, and that during the interval between two radar sweeps, their paths cross at right angles. The machine can't tell the bogies apart. So there are a few possible interpretations of the givens. One is that both planes executed sharp right-angle turns at the same moment and veered off in new directions. Another is that they bounced off each other like rubber balls. The third interpretation is that the planes are at different altitudes, so they didn't collide, and both simply kept flying in a straight line. That interpretation is the simplest, and the only one consistent with the laws of dynamics. So the SynDev must be programmed to evaluate the different interpretations of the givens and choose the one that is most plausible.
So we have taught this device a little of what we know of the action principles that govern the movement of our cosmos through hemmed space, and commanded it to filter out possibilities that diverge from a plausible world track, Orlo said.
In a very crude way, I suppose. It doesn't really know how to apply action principles in hemmed space and all that.
Do we?
Some of us do.
Theors, yes. But a slime playing catch knows what the ball will do, more importantly, what it can't do, without knowing the first thing about theorics.
Of course. Even animals can do that. Orlo, where is Evan Nedershin Datonomy getting us? I see some connection to our pink dragon dialogue back home a few months ago, but...
Orlo got a funny look on his face. He'd forgotten.
Oh, yes, about you and your worrying.
Yes.
That's something animals can't do, he pointed out. They react to immediate concrete threats, but they don't worry about abstract threats years in the future. It takes the mind of an Erasmus to do that.
I laughed. I haven't been doing it so much lately.
Good.
He reached out and gave me an affectionate thud on the shoulder.
Maybe it's the all's well.
No, it's that you have real things to worry about now.
But please remind me how it went, the dialogue about the pink nerve gas farting dragon.
We developed a theory that our minds were capable of envisioning possible futures as tracks through configuration space, and then rejecting ones that didn't follow our realistic action principle.
Jezri complained it was a heavyweight solution to a lightweight problem.
I agreed.
Arcibald objected.
This was after Fra Paphlagon had been evoked, wasn't it?
Yes.
Arcibald had been reading Paphlagon.
Yes.
So tell me, Fra Erasmus, are you still with Jezri or with Arcibald?
I still think it seems fanciful to think we are all the time erecting and tearing down counterfactual universes in our minds.
I've become so used to it that it seems fanciful to think otherwise, Orlo said. But perhaps we can go on another hike tomorrow and discuss it further.
We were reaching the outskirts of the math.
I'd like that, I said.
As we drew near enough to smell supper cooking, I recollected that I needed to get a message out to my friends the next day. But it was not the right moment to bring this up, and so I resolved to take it up with Orlo the next morning.